Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Thea, could you just, like, Shazam me a little?
You want me to heal wounds on you because you have a hangover?
Yeah, can you do that?
Yes?
There's some paperwork that everybody has to fill out before we go on our merry way, because you three, you have accumulated quite a handsome wealth, and we don't want that just to go into the wrong hands, so where should we send your belongings if the worst happens?
Oh, let's just say it, if we're eaten by Tiamat.
Yeah, definitely didn't sound great.
Leosin, let's say hypothetically.
Yes.
Someone came into possession with an item that was maybe evil.
I will do my best to find somebody who might be able to help you. And you make it up the stairs and back to the council chamber. And as you step through the doors, there is an uproarious applause. Lady Laryl Silverhand stands up and says, "We are all gathered here today because we are about to embark on the final battle, hopefully the most victorious battle. We have assets from all the factions around Faerun and beyond, and we must decide where they are needed." Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We are a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Carla Johnson.
That's me. I play Nulara Moonbrook.
And Tom Laird.
That's me. I play Flint Firebeard.
And we're going to be playing a game tonight where we're starting the battle. Oh, Amy Moore, too, right.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Also with me, Amy Moore.
I am formerly the wife of Russell Moore. I play Thea Amastasia. You can call me Amy Gilmore now. That is my maiden name.
Seems fair.
I like that your maiden name is just a longer name. Longer version of your
it's literally
name.
Half.
It was part of the interview process. It's like, how easy can you make this last name thing?
Well, we tried to combine them, and it all sounded stupid.
More Gilmore, Gilmore more.
Gilmost.
Gilmore more.
Gilmost.
Nothing sounded right.
Yeah. No. How's everybody feeling tonight?
Like I've made some mistakes, and I'm punished for them throughout the entire... No, I'm not even part of this podcast anymore.
It's just off the top. Just off the top. It's fine.
It's fine. All right.
Really no segue there?
No.
Hey, you can find us on Patreon.
That was a beautiful segue.
Oh, it's terrible. Really good. It was miserable really good. Segue.
Hey, if you really like this robe, you can't see it unless you're a patron. It's banging. Why don't you come visit us on Patreon? You can see my robe. That's a segue.
That was
we didn't mention the robe prior to that though, so
just
I couldn't
right now.
So I couldn't have thrown
I brought up the
patreon.com/dumbdragoncast where you can see Amy's robe.
Because one of the things you get if you're a patron is you get to like watch a video of these recordings. And you get to listen to different games and you get to there's a whole bunch of stuff you get, you know, at various tiers.
And when you're a patron, we shout out an episode to you or that's not how you say that.
It made sense.
We dedicate an episode to you. Like today's patron, Lee Henderson.
Lee Henderson. You're awesome.
I want to put a thank you out to our patrons as well. Because, we got to go to PodCon because of our patrons. And I got a new microphone that sounds way fucking better than my old one because of our patrons. and it lets Russ like just make the show better. So thank you to everyone.
All the thank yous.
Yeah. We couldn't do without you guys.
Not as well.
That's definitely sure. Not as well.
Well, no. I guess we could continue. One? I guess, yeah, we could continue to do, but it wouldn't be nearly as cool.
Right? Having all you cool people with us. Fuck it, let's play D&D! Where we find you now, you are on the road. You have boarded an airship, and it is a 5-day journey.
Are we on the road or are we in the air?
I mean, yes and yes.
The road to in the air.
Well, maybe you're not even in the air. So you tell me where you are, because there are you are traveling to the Well of the Dragons, and you are meeting up with the various militaries and people who are going to be helping you along the way. So some of you at some point or another may have been in an airship. Some of you may be on the ground. So you tell me where you are.
I think I'm probably riding on the ground. We're really good at describing travel today.
I thought you were making fun of Russ again. That's too. And I was like, God, Amy,
really leaning into it.
But no,
I mean, yes, just, that was a dig at him.
Because you're meant to be and you're in love, so you kind of make the same little doofuses sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's romantic.
So I think I'm riding Tiny.
I found him.
Tiny always comes back to me. There's something magical about horses.
Where'd you leave Tiny?
You know what? I left him in Waterdeep and, like, homeward bound. I mean, you should hear, like, to see the things he had seen and to...
Didn't we just leave Waterdeep?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, damn it.
100%.
That's where we left from.
Shit.
To get on the road.
I was just going to let her go with it.
No.
Let it go.
Oh, God.
Because I couldn't remember the city that we had just left. You literally just said it too, didn't you?
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
That's why it was so top of mind for you.
It's right there. Can we maybe just dev out Waterdeep for Baldur's Gate?
When did you go to Baldur's Gate?
Well, when I left Tiny. It's been a real long time since we've seen him.
No, you left him in Waterdeep.
Okay, fine. I left him in Waterdeep, and I just, like, picked him up. Because he's still mine.
I know. I just wanted to see where that went.
Well, you know, it was going to be a big story. But you know what? It's gone.
Flint, where are you hanging out while travel is occurring?
I'm on top of one of the airships, making good use of my looky-loo.
Oh, and what kind of things are you seeing?
Oh, I'm seeing all of the things, Russ. All of the things.
Do you want me to tell you what kind of things you might see?
Love for you to tell me what kind of things I'm seeing.
All right. I just wasn't sure. As you look through your looky-loo throughout your travels, you see, much like you've seen on some of your other travels, empty and charred villages. The longer you travel, the more you see. Occasionally, you see a survivor running in the opposite direction of you and your military at this point.
Because we are going towards the problem.
Yeah. And they, as they are running, they are looking, you see them looking over their shoulder as if to look for the signs of dragons flying behind them.
Is there a way that I can pass that information along to people on the ground so that maybe they could pick these people up?
Sure. Sure. What kind of device are you going to steal that can talk to the people on the ground?
That's a good question. Maybe some sort of, like, smoke signal device?
How about a tin can on a string?
Ooh, that's much better.
Very long string.
Yeah.
And there's a walkie-talkie.
In Faerun. That's amazing.
That's right.
I don't think we had those on Earth till, like, the 20s? The 30s? The 40s?
We're really
not
very advanced.
Who are you trying to pass this along to?
Who's down there? Who could I talk to?
Down there, you can find many different people. Most specifically, riding near you, you can probably pass it on to Ambassador Conrad Brannanville, or Lord Daggelt Neverember.
Oh, Neverember all the way.
You drop down your tin can.
Yeah, what's up?
I got eyes on some fleeing villagers in the 11 o'clock range, or at least my 11 o'clock. I'm not sure where you're looking.
We're all traveling the same way, soldier.
I mean, you're all going in the same direction, aren't you?
But I mean, he could be one of those fancy lords that rides backwards on his horse.
Oh, right. What?
You know, as was the custom at the time.
One of those.
Yeah. He's backwards on his horse on the airship. Everyone's confused.
It's a lot. A lot going on.
Yeah. There is. He looks and he sees and he says,
yeah, I see him. We'll take care of him down here.
You see a few soldiers run ahead and take him with them back towards the main caravans and help him back through to the other direction. Nulara, what are you doing?
I think that right now I am probably, like, walking with some of the, like, general kind of troops people, volunteer people to, like, you know, lift morale and chat with the common folk. I mean, I'm common folk, but you know what I mean. The non-decimators of dragons.
You're walking with a few in particular, and they notice you come up to them, or they just kind of notice that you're in and around their area, and one of them comes over to you, and he's more of a portly kind of farmer type. You could probably judge from looking at him, and he comes up to you and says, excuse me, are you Nulara? Nulara Moonbrook?
I am. What's your name?
Oldgar.
Hey, Oldgar. Thanks for being here. I know it's, please don't take this the wrong way. You don't seem like you're a professional soldier. So I appreciate you being here.
I'm not. I have fought my fair shares of bar brawls in my time and walked away okay. But this is something different. I actually joined the militia because of you and what them decimators of dragons are doing.
Wow. Well, thank you and thanks for being here. And I think we're all gonna do. We're going to do great. It's all going to go super well, don't you think?
The hope that you and your crew has brought to all of us is admirable, and we hope we can do right by you and everybody else in Faerun.
Well, we're only three people, so we've all got to do this together. So everybody is doing equal effort, I think, in this. So thank you.
The thank yous go back and forth
just
for another
like
long
25 minutes.
Yeah, nonstop.
It's nice, though. It is nice. Is there anything that you three want to do on these travels, either together or separately, just to either pass the time or get any information that you might not otherwise have?
Man, if we don't already have the information, we don't even know what we don't know.
That's totally what I'm thinking. Like, Nulara's just like,
I'm ready to fight.
Let's do this, like.
Okay.
Yeah. Russ, do I have any sort of, like, survival guide for going up against dragons that I can, like, run some people through?
Like, some simulations? Like, you have someone dress up like a dragon down there with, like, a crate on his head with a dragon.
Well, I could, like, wheel out the blackboard and get a little pointer and be
sure.
Like, this is what you do in the following situations with the certain colors of dragons.
Sure,
not
yeah.
to, like, chomp your flave, but, like, they're my favorite enemy, like, I am an expert on dragons, canonically.
This seems like something that Nulara should be doing.
Sorry, Flint.
No, that's totally good.
Here's how I want this to play out. I want Flint to gather a group of people under the assumption that he is going to teach them dragons. And then teach them dragons and then hand that off to Nulara. So let's just kind of see how that plays out.
I just want to thank everyone for coming to my seminar on
how
to deal with dragons 101. There's not going to be a 201. Just a heads up on that.
That seems fair.
Yeah. Now you know I know a fair bit, and I've got this fun new headband that's see it says here no brain no gain on it. I'm real smart now.
That's a very nice headband, sir.
Thank you, thank you. It's it was a hard won prize. We'll put it that way. And you know, I'm real smart about dragons and all this sort of stuff. But I wanna hand things off to one of my besties, because this is her domain. This is where she excels. So Nulara, take the floor.
Thank you. Thanks, Flynn. Thank you.
There's a smattering of applause.
Really?
There's...
I imagine there'd be like a smoke machine, and then like all of a sudden,
no,
like there's
it's
like
not
fire.
Thea coming up. It's Nulara. She's like... right?
She just steps out from behind the blackboard.
Chilled, basically, yeah.
They could see her legs under, and they were like, "Who the fuck's back there?"
Yeah, as Flint said, this is going to be 101, and then we're going straight into in-depth field study when we, you know.
I'm all about book learning. I was hoping to maybe do a couple practicums before we got to in-field learning, as you put it.
Well, I just feel like you should have started a little while ago, because we're almost there. So whatever you can get done in, like, the next few days would be great. Book learning is very helpful.
Okay.
So if that's how you learn best, this is an open classroom. Whatever teaching methods are going to work best for each of you.
You're so sweet.
Thanks.
I'd be like, shut up, Nancy boy. You learn now or you die. And that's why Thea doesn't teach anyone anything.
I'm trying to be, like, inspirational, but
you're
I don't
inspirational
know how to do
as
that.
Fuck. You're doing great. I'm inspired. Thea's listening from afar, being like, oh, God, I hope I can learn something without actually participating
in
this.
Oh, God, I need
this.
To learn so much.
Unless you have anything in particular that you want to use as your inspiration point, we can fast forward.
Oh, no, thank God. I thought you were really going to, like, throw me under the bus there and be like, so tell us what you know about fighting dragons, Nulara. Like,
just about everything. Yeah. Ooh, where
it
do I
start?
It
hasn't gone well when we've tried in the past.
Basically every... I mean, I can tell you if there are any within 5 miles of us right now. Is that a skill that's helpful for anyone else? No? Great.
That'd be real nice if I could learn that. So I could run the other way. No, I mean, join the battle and go into the fray. That's what I meant to say.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
They've had their little fun scene. Do you want to do anything?
I am riding alongside of a group of soldiers who are also on horses.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think what I'm going to do is going to work out. Anyway, I'm wearing my cloak of displacement. I turn to one and I'm like, hey, toss me one of those apples. And he throws me an apple and it misses horribly and just goes right through me. And then he starts laughing my ass off from like 3 feet behind him. And I'm like, you like this? You like this? Got it from a bird.
What do you mean? What do you mean a bird?
Yeah, I mean like we defeated a smart bird.
Oh.
And now I'm wearing its clothes. That doesn't sound as cool as I thought it would when I said it in my head. Could you throw me another apple?
An apple comes from a different direction and hits your shoulder.
I don't catch it?
No, because you didn't see this one coming.
I turn around. Who threw that?
You see a young human female. Probably around like early 20s. Okay. And she is... She's riding a smaller horse, and she's got a pipe in her mouth, and she seems to be blowing bubbles.
Says, I threw it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you missed. My hand's over here, and I show her my middle finger.
I like this acrimony instantaneously showing up.
You're a little bit different than the stories I hear.
Oh, no. What stories are you hearing?
Oh, that you're quite the hero. Inspirational.
Oh.
And now you're taunting the soldiers around you.
Developing camaraderie. Here, throw me another apple.
How many apples do you think I have?
I'm not sure.
She reaches into her bag and throws you another apple.
And in midair, I alter self and I... Shing! Claw them into, like, little ribbons, but then I catch them, and then I eat them while riding my big horse.
She is, she is dumbstruck.
Oh, good.
In awe.
Awesome. That was what I was hoping for.
She hops off her horse and rushes over to you and says,
Looks up at you on your giant, giant horse.
Right? Like, you're gonna have to yell!
She, like, with some difficulty. And, like, she's struggling very hard. She hops up with some aid by you after you kind of...
I feel like I reach down and I grab, like, in behind, like, the back of her shirt and, like, pull her over the side of the horse.
And she extends her hand and with a big, happy smile, it says, name's Menin. Menin Kulinov.
Yep. I put my claws away because I don't want to be like, hi, Menin. God, I killed her. I put them away. Yeah, and I shake her hand. I say, pleasure to meet you, Menin.
I had heard stories. I was just using that as an opportunity to come say hello.
Friendship by apple assault.
I mean, you did ask for an apple.
I thought it's fine.
I thought maybe you'd have, like, good reflexes, but turns out you didn't. So it goes.
Hey, nobody's perfect. They say never meet your heroes.
People did tell me that.
Did they tell you you'd be disappointed?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Silvery Moon, and there was a lot of mixed stories. Ooh, some good, some not so good.
Yeah, I mean, I think just a general blanket, you can't believe everything you hear.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. I try to believe as many things as I hear, you know, as being a wandering entertainer here, but...
You're an entertainer.
I am, yes.
Would you kindly entertain me?
But of course I would!
And she pulls from her back a lute. And she begins playing it for you while sitting eye to eye on top of Tiny.
Oh, damn, we are straddling facing each other?
Yep. But it's a big horse. Like, so
yeah,
you know.
I think we're... I think...
it's still awkward.
It's very, it's very intimate.
It's very intimate, it is. Yeah.
Close and personal has taken on a new meaning.
It really has. Okay, crotch to crotch with a stranger, just listening to her sweet lute tunes.
Oh, they're sweet.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
The final leg of your journey comes. And each of you, wherever you are signaled to board the lead airship. You climb aboard, and you look out ahead of you. The camera pans out, and we see our three heroes. Flint, Thea, and Nulara. The inspirational Decimators of Dragons. They began their journey together, trying to find their own way in the land of Faerun. They set off into the wild, leaving their friends, families, and lives they knew to seek a world of adventure. For some, seeking something greater. For others, coming across their calling as the evils of the world made themselves known. It's been a long road to get to this point. Standing atop the fleet of Waterdeep's lead airship, soaring towards a land of darkness and despair. The trio has seen and fought all manners of cultists, undead, devils, and dragons. But nothing they have done to this point could prepare them for what they are about to walk into. We see the faces of our heroes. Steely-eyed, looking out at the oncoming storm. We hear a rumble ahead as a cyclone is forming and spiraling above the desolate sunset mountains. We see lightning crash and hear the rumble of thunder intermix with the call of the Drakorn coming from deep inside the mountain range. The eerie, low rumble that, if not for the task at hand, would stop every person in their tracks, because what it calls can now be seen, rising and circling the infamous Well of Dragons. Wings flapping and roars can be heard echoing off the mountain peaks, as if answering the call of the hero's forces, the call to battle. We pan away from the oncoming dragon horde, rushing toward our heroes to see the full might of the allied forces of Faerun. The combination of races marching together is not something that has ever been seen at this scale. Elves, humans, dwarves, and metallic dragons, treants, lycanthropes, and goblins, united together. Trained military, homegrown militia, and those here to make sure good will rise with the sun on the next day. The echoing percussive steps of the ground troops move in unison with the sound of the bard's drums, as dwarven siege weapons roll forward like the sound of thunder. The cavalry runs wide, closing the ground between them and the enemy forces. Dozens of airships, loaded with red wizards, archers, arcane brotherhood, and dwarven artillery, intermix with gargantuan metallic dragons as the protective magics of the Arcane Brotherhood surround the allies in a halo of blue, green, and purple auras. Ahead of it all, a writhing, moaning force of Zaztam's undead army moves to feast on the forces now showing themselves over the rolling hills. A blast, and a wall of red force moves swiftly towards the allies from the epicenter of the Well of Dragons. Sent out from the exiled Red Wizards, striking the protective shields of the Arcane Brotherhood, warping it and fighting to get in. We now see the full force of the Cult of the Dragon. Mercenaries, wizards, undead, and dragons. Hundreds of dragons. The thunderous, lumbering footsteps of stone and fire giants barrel down the rolling hills as portals open to the left and right, devils pouring out from them into the material plane. As you near, and as the time is clearly upon you, what is going through the minds of Flint, Thea, and New Lara.
Fuck.
Yep, that's about it.
Hello there! Welcome to the middle of the show. It's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and today we're trying something different because I didn't get to say this in the episode yet. And everyone else is here with me. Say hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for episode 75 of Dungeons & Dragons, The Beginning of the End. And oh boy, it's real intense right now, isn't it?
So tense.
Super intense.
I'm very overwhelmed.
If you're liking how intense it is and you're liking the show, maybe you've binged your way through in just a few short days, or you've been with us since the beginning, we invite you to visit us over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you can sign up and be part of the Dungeons & Dragons inner circle. All the closest-knit people who just enjoy the show so much, and you can talk with them on the Discord. I mean, you can talk with anybody on the Discord, but patrons get a special private channels where they can ask us anything they want.
Sure.
Anything that comes off the top of their head.
And they get to see our dumb faces once a month, certain tiers. We do, like, a Google Hangout with folks, and there's, like, whole other shows, like, whole other stories that we're telling over there.
Absolutely. And that's at the base level. You get all those extra stories, all the bonus content. We've got, 11 episodes of The Adventures of...
It's like 13 episodes at this point now.
Six episodes of The Fate Court. Now we're into season 2 of The Adventures of. So yeah, whole bunch of episodes all there. And lots of other great stuff there. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. But if you're unable to join... Patreon, we totally understand that. And you might be saying, guys, how else can I help out the show?
Wow.
It's a great question, Russ.
Find myself asking that all the time. And then they're like, Amy, read your notes and like do your homework and stuff. And I'm like, no.
Well, luckily for us, Russ, people can go and leave us reviews on different places.
Right. Where can they do that?
Like iTunes or Facebook or a bunch of other things.
Stitcher,
yeah. Podchaser, yeah.
Perfect. Mm.
Like some of these folks who we're just going to gloat about for a second because of how awesome they are and how awesome they are to us.
Daryl Johnson says, these guys are hilariously hilarious. Keoti McDermott says, me no good writer. Flynn make ha ha ha. New Lara send nudes. Thea give Donnie nom nom. Russ make good story. And then in brackets, he says, seriously. This group is quite enjoyable to listen to. So much so, their Patreon, even at their lowest tier, is well worth it. I look forward to hearing from them as they grow.
So this one is called Just a Solid Bucket of Fun by 1987 Chucky. Says, Russ and the players are just an absolute joy to listen to. The funny intros to each episode and the bloopers at the end are a great way to bookend the fantastic role-playing in the middle. It's definitely in my favorites. And then this one... it's from Todd P Dog. I love people's names on iTunes. It's hilarious. It says, outstanding cast. Curious about tabletop RPGs, thinking of playing either again or the first time? Then give this podcast a spin. Even if tabletop RPGs are not your thing, you will still be entertained by this outstanding cast of characters. Think old school radio programs meet the 21st century with a heaping helping of laugh out loud comedy. Cannot stress how much I enjoy this program. Your hard work is appreciated and thoroughly enjoyed.
This is also from iTunes from a dude, despite the name, from Finland. Lori is the name. An absolutely fantastic podcast. I found this quite by accident a month or so ago and binged through the whole show. I really, really enjoy the story and the characters, and these guys seem to have a genuinely good chemistry behind the scenes as well. Keep up the good work, you doinks.
It shall live on. That will be my legacy.
I think it might
it
be.
Really will
amazing.
Be.
Child?
Gravestone, it'll just be yadoinks.
Yeah.
I love it. And then Great Actual Play by Big Tree 7 from Canada. I have trouble finding actual play podcasts that I enjoy, but this one is an exception to that. Russ is a great DM, the players are awesome, and the story is compelling. It's great to listen to a show that keeps the die rolling, the funny moments, the level ups, and all.
We got all of it.
We got it all.
Thank you for noticing.
We got all of that.
Thanks, guys. Those are so awesome.
These people, so it's
you
just
guys
too
can't
much
see
for
our
me.
Faces right now, it's but like, it's just like big dumb grins. We're just like,
it's too much.
Thank you, everybody. We'll be reading more reviews. We have a whole bunch more that we kind of have been stockpiling.
But you can leave one, please. Please,
yeah,
leave
that'd be one. Great. Oh, please.
So great if you could.
They make our day when one of us finds it and then posts it to Discord and it's like, guys. Every time it's like it happens for the first time.
Reviews are what a lot of podcasts do is they say, they help us in the rankings and the reviews. For us, it just makes us feel good.
We
can see that people are listening by downloads and that sort of thing, but it's nice to hear back from people specifically saying who go out of their way to do an extra step and say, hey, what you're doing is awesome. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And we will read it and we will say thank you. And you will be forever immortalized in insert episode here that you get immortalized in.
And also, if you don't have time to write a review, you can always just rate us. That's totally great, too.
Ratings definitely help. Mm. So thank you to everybody for doing that. Links are in the description where you can find all the ways that you can rate or review and anything that we mentioned previously in the episode today. You can find those down below, including where you can find our Discord, the Dungeons & Dragons specific Discord, and the Reckless Play Guild Facebook group, where you can get to know us, and in turn, we can get to know more about you. Final thanks to Sirenscape for some of the amazing atmosphere in today's episode. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to bring your games to life. The next episode, it'll be out next Wednesday, March 13th, and I'm not going to tell you what's happening in it, though, because so much could happen after Flint, Thea, and Nulara pick up their jaws off the deck of the airship. Right, guys?
Right?
Right?
Right? Speaking of which, let's get back to it. So enjoy the rest of the episode and have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Shit.
Yeah. I think Thea's thinking like, I had definitely, downplayed this in my head. Hundreds of dragons? That's not...
Yeah, Flint is totally just blown away by the amount of dragons that he sees.
Like, devils. Got, portals left... devils to the left me. Dragons to the right. Here I am.
I am stuck.
Jesus. Are we all, standing together at the front of this... Yeah. Airship, pretty much just I reach down and I grab their hands. I need to hold a hand right now. Somebody hold my hand.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And I reach my other hand up and I'm rubbing my two amulets, oh my God. Oh, protect me, please. Yeah. Please let this extra little bit of strength I have, get us through this. I also am thinking, thank God I went home. Oh, fuck. We're gonna die.
We're gonna die.
Yeah, Flint's giving it a cool.
Like you said, cool, way too many times. We're concerned about him.
He's still saying cool.
Just still going, yeah. For every dragon he sees, it gets a cool.
Thea's having a moment and, looks down at Flint, do I hit him? How do I? He's skipping.
How do I snap
again?
Him out of this?
Yeah.
What's Bort thinking in Flint's head there?
Bort's just kind of if Bort was able to be kicked back with his feet up, that's what Bort's thinking right now, because he's super stoked that he's not in charge of this.
You hear a small voice coming from behind you of Leosin. And he says, are you ready?
I mean, I don't really think anybody could be ready for this, but, I'm here with my friends. This was the job, and we're gonna make it happen.
All of us, and he signals around to everyone surrounding you, and you now see all of the leaders of the various factions, Lady Silverhand, Dagalt Neverember, Conrad Bronnenville, King Melandrich, they're all surrounding you. We are here, and it is our job to get you as close as we can to one of the entrances to the Well of the Dragons.
I raise my hand a little bit.
Yes.
Thea? Smart to have all the leaders on one airship.
We are protected for the time being.
Okay.
How many entrances are there?
6 known entrances that we have mapped out based on some of our spies from the Harpers and Zentarm. The ones along the north and west of the mountain are said to get you closest to Tiamat's temple. However, you will likely run into the most difficulty getting through those tunnels, being as that's where the majority of their forces will be found that aren't charging towards us.
Right, so we don't exactly have the element of surprise happening here.
We are hoping that you specifically will have more surprise than what we have, as they clearly see us coming.
Right, so we should take the back door.
Have you sussed out what is the best of the 6 entrances? It sounds like north and west are not great options for the 3 of us going in alone.
Like I said, they will pose the need for being the quietest you can be, or the most efficient in the way you dispatch of anybody you come across. Where those lead is directly into the temple. If you are to enter along the southern face, yes, you will run into fewer forces, but you will be farther from the temple's entrance and have to make your way across the caldera to the temple.
And I mean, time definitely seems to be of the essence here, so...
Yes.
What are you guys thinking? Shorter route, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're here. Let's get in there and get chopping people up.
I mean, that's what I always say. What do you guys lean in towards? That's 2 options. Both are somewhat close.
There are 3 entrances along the north and west side.
Okay, 3 options.
Whichever one we're closest to, where are we coming in from?
I guess wherever you can... I mean, obviously you're not going to pull the airship up and drop us off outside the entrance door, I assume.
No. We
doesn't seem tactically like the best idea.
Might be telegraphing it a little bit.
A little bit.
What we can plan is granting you potions of invisibility and get you as close to the location as we can. You will still have to make your way.
Oh, so when it's Russ's idea, invisibility potions are A-OK. Understood.
I'll take 7.
We have 1 for each of you.
What if I drop mine?
Don't be clumsy.
God.
Don't make the DM mad. Why are you there again? This is exactly what happened last time, 3 years ago.
Yeah, never that we still won't anything. Let go of.
Full no, circle.
I can't full remember circle. What city we're coming from right after he says it, but I remember that one time.
Before you moved to Korea, when you like maybe the first time we played, we made you drop that potion. How long do the potions last? Not shelf life, how long will they make me invisible?
I mean, we can guarantee nothing. But we hope that it will allow you to pass through the horde as quickly as possible without being seen.
Okay, didn't answer the question.
We hope it will last until you get to the entrances.
Cool, no fucking around. Get to the entrance.
What would we say the terrain is here? Volcano?
Leading up to the surrounding Well of the Dragons... farmland, rolling hills leading up to the mountain.
Well, as long as it's not sand.
Nope. No sand.
That'd be awesome. I was just asking because of my favorite terrain, like, makes me real hard to real hard to track and whatnot. But forest, swamp, coast, it's not really any of those things, so.
No, yeah.
I guess I'll just have to count on being invisible.
Whatever, Russ.
Once you're inside, we know that Severin's plans are in motion. We don't know how long until his ritual begins, or once it begins, how long it will take for him to open the portal and for Tiamat to come through. So yes, speed is of the essence.
Now, about this portal, is it like one big portal that she can just stroll through, or is it like a smaller portal that she has to put like each individual dragon head through one at a time, and she has to like take her time to get through there?
He looks at you a little uncertain. He's like, well, if I were the Red Wizards and Severin, I would aim for a large portal. But then again, who knows?
Okay, all right. Just spitballing here. Just looking for ideas.
Yeah, nope, that's fair. I mean, we can only hope that they open tiny, tiny portals and she is thwarted before ever making it to the material plane.
Well, the good news is, it sounds like a very simple plan. Get invisible, get inside, kill all the people between us and Severin, kill Severin. Stop the ritual.
That is the goal.
I mean, that's a simple enough plan for us to do it, guys. I mean, the bad news is all of that that's going on.
Yep, that is bad.
But our plan, just a couple steps so we can probably remember it. That's good.
He hands you 4 potions. And as he does so, the cult's forces strike into the shield that has been put up. And you see it beginning to waver.
Well, we ready to party?
Always.
Well, bottoms up, I guess.
Cheers.
Cheers. What does it taste like?
Cream soda.
Oh, see, I was picturing like that chalky penicillin kind of thing. I don't know why. Right.
Oh, gosh, that's I hope not.
That's what I pictured. It's not actually penicillin. Don't worry. You're safe.
Amy would die.
Whatever you imagine is what it tastes like.
Oh, I wish I imagined something I like the taste of better.
No, you got penicillin.
I imagined water. I was like, it's a tasteless substance because I'm going to be like clear, like invisible.
Yeah, that's
like water is invisible. Nobody can see it.
No one ever can see it.
Well,
it's the weirdest
clear
thing.
It made sense.
Yeah.
As you take the potion and look at it, it looks vaguely familiar, and it doesn't look like there's liquid actually in it, but the weight of it feels like there is.
Oh, we
liquid.
Have some of these.
Well, that was Hidden Talents, though. Was the empty one. Am I going to start breakdancing? Because that's my hidden talent.
Maybe. As you finish the potions, Leosin looks at you, and as you begin to disappear, he says, good luck. And the leaders of all the factions bow or salute, depending on their customs, and they go to their posts and to their forces.
Oh, I have a question.
That's the word I was looking for.
Can invisible people see other invisible people? Are we all just
sure.
running as if we're alone?
No. Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, that's a really good question.
Nobody knows.
One of us
or we have
in
to give
hole,
away
we
constantly
just
we are potions because we're like, guys, I'm over here. I'm by the big tree. I'm by the big rock.
Totally. Okay, so we can
because
see one another.
They made,
we all
yeah,
took
they
the, like,
made all
the same
of
batch.
The potions together. They're connected somehow.
It's magic. It works.
You are now invisible.
Okay. Did we belay down off the airship? Because that's totally what I pictured, like...
Yeah, 100%.
One-handed.
Down. It looked so rad. I mean, it didn't. It looked like nothing.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
We all thought we all looked cool.
But, like, the ropes were
nobody
gently swaying in the wind.
Our awesome exit.
Exactly.
You're just like, oh, okay, they're gone. Actually, guys, we're still here.
Leave! You have shit to do.
Right.
Yes, you belay down as the shield lets free. And the ground forces collide with devils who were at the front of the line into the undead army of the Red Wizards. You land in the middle of this. You begin nimbly moving through the forces around you. You duck underneath giants throwing huge hammers and axes towards the allied forces. Up in the air, you see metallic dragons and chromatic dragons coming head to head and tearing each other wing to wing. The airships begin being attacked by flame breaths from far away, and quickly they begin to fall. You make it through, and you are surrounded by giants and mercenaries all rushing forward as the mass of soldiers focuses on this center point. The dwarven artillery begin firing, knocking giants out in front of you. Three of you make a dexterity saving throw.
19. Oh, that was without any bonuses. 21.
20.
Y'all.
Not yet.
16.
A giant falls directly in front of you, and you nimbly leap up and over top of it.
Guys, we're so fucking nimble.
We're so goddamn nimble.
To your left, in a heaped mess, a blue dragon falls to the ground with a bronze dragon on top of it, tearing it apart. As the mercenaries begin climbing on top of that same bronze dragon and stabbing it, piercing it with their lances. High atop a mountain's ridge, you see the exiled Red Wizards hurling black and red magics down at the Arcane Brotherhood and the rival Red Wizards that's colliding in the air. And this energy, this necromantic energy meeting this healing energy, is coming together and creating explosions in the air that rain down top everybody you are passing. You make it to the mountainside. The war raging on behind you, and you come between the north and the western edge.
Before we go up there, do we turn around like heroes do to look down at all the fighting and where we really feel like what we're doing, like, is so important, and this is where the gravity of it really sets in as we see our kin and our fellow man and beast fighting all on the same side against the forces of evil?
Yeah.
Yeah, you nice. Do. You do. Exactly.
I think Thea really needed that moment to really serious up.
You have a choice of a very northern entrance, a western entrance, or scouting around the mountain to go find something else.
Well, that third option sounds terrible.
Yeah, no, let's.
It
no
doesn't
scout.
Sound like a good option.
We know where two entrances are already. I don't want to go looking for another one.
So, guys, what do you think? A or B?
Should we Eeny, Mooney, Minnie, Mosey this thing?
Yes. Please do it aloud.
That is exactly what we should do. And when I say we, I mean you.
Okay, Eeny, Mooney, Minnie, Mosey, catch a tiger by its toesy. I feel others let him gozy. Eeny, Mooney, Minnie, Mosey, we go north. So says my childhood.
I loved it. It was a delight.
The screams of soldiers ring out in the air as you Eeny, Mooney, Minnie, Moosey.
I think I was fairly consistent, too.
You nailed it. You totally nailed it. Russ is right to point out the weird inappropriateness of us doing it that way. But
my inner child was coming out at this moment. I was just striving for the innocence in a moment of just horror.
Your inner child is quickly quelled as you turn and see the devastation behind you as the give and take of the allied forces and the cult's forces are at an extreme. You come to the northernmost point in which you can find an entrance, and you enter one of the tunnels leading into the Well of Dragons. It's dark, it's musty, and you hear voices coming from down the halls up ahead of you.
Some of the music in today's episode is by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io and Scott Buckley at scottbuckley.com.au.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey there, we're DM to GM. I'm your DM from Dungeons & Dragons, Russ Moore.
And I'm your GM from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Sean Howard.
What we like to do around here is answer the questions that you have about tabletop RPGs and get you started feeling comfortable playing games around your table.
We want to share our real experiences, what we've learned, what's been helpful, so that other people can get going. And because a lot of these hurdles are just in their head.
So find us every other week wherever you listen to podcasts or visit dmtogm.com. DM to GM, get your game started.